morning to you, Anthony.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Very well, thanks. Duff will have a chat to you about some of your other runners in just a moment, but I'm interested to see Constellations returning today. Thought she had a really good first prep there. That win at Newcastle really stuck in the memory. How's she done since then, since her let-up and the two trials?
Yeah, very good. Pretty happy. The trials we got out of those, what we were looking for. And she goes in today's race sort of fit and well. And, you know, she went up to, like everyone said, if she runs up to the race she put forward at Newcastle, she's going to be hard to hold out, I'd say.
And do you think you've got her in that form, Anthony?
Oh, I think so. Certainly fitness is not an issue. Seems pretty healthy and well, and she was sort of happy walking around the stable in this afternoon. It was pretty bright this morning, just coming out for a bit of a trot and a look around. So she's in a good spot, I think.
Okay. A couple of runners in race three, Making Whoopee. Looks a big brute of a thing.
Yeah, very strong. For the sake of it, it's probably taking a bit extra time to get to where she's at right now. Still a little bit sort of goofy at different times under pressure. But she's very fast and, you know, I think she's very good. So a bit of an awkward gait. Checked the bossy this morning and really just going to leave it to him, see how she jumps, and he could work it out a bit on the run, much like Nash did first up. So we'll just wait and see what happens, but she's certainly good enough to, you know, trouble the others.
Yeah, and she's got a bit of a pedigree to back her up, being by High Chaparral, so things might be promising for later on with her.
Yeah, she's out of a half sister to Mr. Stunning, who's one of the best sprinters in Hong Kong, so. Yeah, that probably speaks well of our prospects of the shorter trip as well.
Okay. I noticed overnight this good support for Exotic Ruby. Does she shape up anywhere here?
Yeah, I think so. I was really pleased with the first up win. She'd had a few trials, sure, but she was just a bit of a slow learner, I think. And her work leading into that first up run had been quite good. The run was probably better than her work. But she's come out of that really well, and I think it's sort of someone turned the light on there somewhere. And so she goes there from a good gate. I think probably Making Whoopee's a better horse for the two, but Exotic Ruby's going to get the right run. And in a race where there looks to be a fair bit of speed, she's probably going to be third set of pairs and be quite strong in the finish.
Nice race, nice setup for November Man. I think Nash will suit him too.
Oh, me too. You know, he can usually find a way to run second. Nash is great with those sorts of horses. And, you know, while typically he's been a little bit shy inside horses, I don't think Nash is going to let him get away with that. He's come back really well off that short let-up. So, yeah, with the wet tracks around at the time, it just seemed silly to persevere with that. So gave him some time off at Wild Oaks, and he just spent some time in the water walker there and just to come out of paddock. And then he was still reasonably forward when he came back. Really pleased with his trial, certainly with his track work, and you know he goes out, you know, safe to be assessed at his best.
And after race one today, where are they both arriving? The Prince and Libertini after race one gallop.
Yep. So they'll both be there. Kieran's in Melbourne today, so Nash will fill in for him on Prince Farwas. Couldn't get Tommy off Libertini with a crowbar, I don't think.
No, I don't think so. No.
There's not a saddle big enough in Australia for all the jockeys that want to be on her back.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. She's there and she's in the form. Trial's been really good, but I just thought she was a little bit fresh still. The trip to the races was sort of something I planned to do a couple of weeks ago. When Prince Farwas was going to go there for a gallop, it just seemed to make sense that she should do the same thing. And that'll sort of top her off nicely for next week.
Are you going to do much with them?
Oh, they were just around a half mile, just sort of form through three, and sort of let the worst do the best sort of thing.
Okay.
These two have worked together quite a few times. Libertini and a gallop like that sort of shows off a bit more.
Yeah.
The other guy just sort of mopes along, sort of just short of her head.
Yep.
But every time she goes faster, he goes faster as well. So just sort of waits for someone to tell him to do something.
All right.
He's a pretty relaxed dude.
Yep, all right, well, exciting times, and I can't wait to see them today.
Yes, for sure. What are their spring targets, Anthony, both of those horses?
Oh, everything. the filly goes towards the Princess Series. And Prince Farwas, certainly Bunda the Rose, Golden Rose,
yep.
Caulfield Guineas are pretty much etched in stone, and then given that his form warrants that he'll go to the Cox Plate.
All right. Yeah. Exciting times ahead. Many thanks for your time this morning, Anthony.
Thank you.